Hey everybody, welcome to WW News Tonight. Tonight, the start of the show is going to be a little different. You probably heard by now that we lost a member of the WDWNT family.
We're having a problem. Oh, the TV's on. Great. We're doing great. The TV's echoing into here, just so you guys are aware.
Great. Josh is laughing somewhere right now. It's fine. So we lost a member of the WDWNT family a couple days ago, our good friend Josh from EZWDW.com. So we wanted to take a couple minutes here at the top of the show to talk about Josh. Of course, Josh has been on this show 100 times, and it's funny that this is March Madness starting tonight, because I was think Josh was a big part of. But Josh was a big part of not just our shows, it was a big part of our lives. Myself in particular, Josh and I... Do you want to fix that TV now?
Is it this TV?
Yeah, yeah. The only TV on the set. Yeah. We're doing great. live show. Fun of a live show. Josh would be heckling me right now. Yeah, he's like, good job. You only been doing this for 6 years.
It's not like you guys rehearsed this before.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously we lost Josh this week, and Josh was a big part of not only, you know, our on-air life, but personal life. Josh and I became really close after I, you know, I was engaged at one point and then wasn't. And I remember my mother asking, are you gonna go home now? Like, is there anything for you here? And I think a big reason why I stayed was Josh. I actually had friends here and friends that shared interests, and we could go do things. And I was like, oh yeah, things seem like they're gonna be all right. I think I'm gonna stay here in Florida. So I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for Josh, I don't know that we'd be in this room right now. I don't know that this studio would be here. I don't know that I'd be here. So personally and professionally, I owe a lot of everything to Josh. So it's funny, we brought up the heckling thing. A fun Josh story is, you may remember, I don't remember what episode it was, but a couple months ago, we were doing the monologue, and Nick, playfully, Josh started to heckle Nick.
The whole show.
On the air. Was it the whole show?
Well, I was also pitching, I think, attraction ideas or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I think it was something I was pitching and drawing on. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, this, he was heckling me from the audience. I mean, I knew it was out of, you know, just being funny, just being Josh, but, you know, very, you know, it's just very touching. Like a couple of weeks later, he showed up with a bunch of presents for me. Like he felt bad about it. He got me this like Star Wars role-playing board game and this like Darksaber lamp because he knew I like Star Wars.
I feel like you're underselling it. Like he bought you.
He did. It was a
several
lot of
hundred
stuff.
Dollars
it was a
in
lot
gifts
of stuff.
Because he fake heckled
expensive.
You on the show and felt bad about it.
It was very expensive and a lot of stuff. And I mean, it was weird because like I always saw Josh as this guy who just like, you know, made jokes about things and I took it for what it was. I mean, it's not like I ever took offense to any of that. That was Josh. And but giving me those gifts, that was also Josh. I mean, he was this really sweet guy who was really great to talk to, you know? Yeah. Like and I mean, I wish I got as close to him as you did. I mean, I never did. Yeah.
But no, those brief moments at every restaurant review.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, every time hanging out with him was memorable. It really was.
My favorite was always when we had new staff members and I would invite them to those new restaurant reviews. And I'd be like, how are people going to react to Josh? Because no one ever knew if he was joking or not at first.
You have no idea.
And then once you're in on it, once you understood that he was joking with you, then it was amazing. But
that was the appeal. I loved reading his reviews because it was just... Even in his writing, there was that sarcasm I had no idea if it was real or not, but I didn't care because it was entertaining, and that was, that was.
If you want to honor Josh, there's one thing I recommend you read. There's a review of a pizza burger. It was at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. I don't think the thing lasted very long because it was awful. But the review, I've read it like six times before. Is my favorite thing. It is really, if you're not familiar with Josh's stuff, go to EZWDW, check it out. But Josh as a person, beyond, I don't have to tell you how funny he was. Like, it's kind of sacrilegious that this group of people has a comedy show, because Josh was funnier than all of us put together. But
the 10th dragon.
Yeah, Josh, the 10th dragon. Yeah. But Josh was the most caring, the absolute most selfless person I've ever met. Like, literally only cared about other people. Like, that was the one thing I could say. And I don't say that just because he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, even before that, I would tell people, like, absolutely selfless person. All Josh ever wanted was out of the sight. Wasn't money or fame. It was really, he got such joy out of people telling him that he made their trips better. Like, that's what Josh was out there for. I mean, we talk about consumer advocacy. I don't think there's ever been anyone, as far as the Disney parks are concerned, that's ever done for consumers what Josh did. I think he really helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people have a better trip. And I will say this, like, it doesn't matter what algorithm, you know, app, whatever was out there, no one did a better touring plan than Josh. There was no one with any degree or books or whatever that touched Josh in that department. No one could ever dream to. So, So obviously, we're going to be paying tribute to Josh in a lot of ways in the coming weeks. We are going to be doing a charity benefit show in his honor. There will be details down the road, obviously. We'll get back to you in the next couple days with that information. But for the time being, we obviously wanted to honor him on a show he was such a big part of. Josh was always willing to give up his whole Thursday night to come do this show. And not just Thursday night. I know going back to the radio show, Josh would take that hour and a half drive with me out to Apopka.
Yeah.
And sit there, and we'd go through all the Flower and Garden or Food and Wine Festival reviews. And Josh was a great friend, a great part of the show, and we'll miss him. And Josh, wherever you are, I love you deeply, and I'm going to miss you a lot. And I think I speak, obviously, if you saw what everyone said on Twitter and Facebook and beyond, like, a lot of people are going to miss Josh. So thank you, Josh. We love you, and we remember you.
Sparks. Oh yeah.
This is the best 200 for a buck sign.
Oh yeah.
But you get kicked off of 4 podcasts, and what do you do? Go to Tom Corliss.
Expecting that to be a quick discussion. What have I got myself into?
Seeing you, and I wish you good will wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Good night and good luck.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 18th, 2022. But of course, I know I say here now the news stories, but some housekeeping real quick. Obviously, the set is different here. That's because we're doing March Madness currently on WDW News Tonight. It was a great long show on Thursday. If you didn't catch it, please go watch it. We argued over the 64 best attraction scenes in the history of Walt Disney World. One other quick housekeeping thing to plug is this great new shirt from Carousel of Products at carouselofproducts.com, celebrating my favorite restaurant and any Disney park or resort in the world, Sanaa. It's a great shirt. It says bread services love, bread services life, has a giraffe and bread and nine wonderful accompanying sauces. Who doesn't love Sanaa? And the plates, it's a great shirt. Pick it up, $20, carouselofproducts.com. Now we can do the news. A new Easter balloon is available from sellers on Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom. The new balloon has a yellow center, and the transparent exterior layers feature Easter egg versions of Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Chip, and Dale wearing bunny ears in a basket. You may recognize this. This was art from Hong Kong a couple years ago. The basket is decorated with butterflies, flowers, and a ribbon. What a cute balloon. We learned earlier this month that Tron Light Cycle Run vehicles would begin push and pull testing at Magic Kingdom. Well, we saw the first train on the track on our last visit. This is a big moment because this is the first time as guests we've seen a Tron coaster train on the tracks. One vehicle is made up of multiple light cycles. They're black with white wheels that will light up. They look white, but it's translucent, so it'll light up in blue eventually. The train we saw was beneath the canopy near the coaster's launch area. The circular plexiglass piece attached to one of the cars is the envelope, which checks clearances to make sure guests won't hit anything along the path. Also here, what you're seeing is, yeah, they have the vehicle with the two light cycles, but also, I know many people have asked about this, and this does exist in Shanghai as well. That vehicle in the back, that car-looking vehicle, is the one that can help larger guests or those with disabilities to load the coat, because it is, I will tell you, it is probably the hardest Disney ride in the world to load into. It is a complicated seating arrangement, and there are lots of people who are not going to fit on this thing, because it's not even about necessarily being overweight. It's a height thing, and also specifically a calf size thing. So I think if you're over 6'4", 6'5", or you just have big calves in general, which, you know, athletes do, or lots of people, you're probably going to have some problems getting in this thing. And so there is, on some trains, there is this light cycle car, which does exist in the film. The Tron Legacy film has one. But that is on one or a few of the trains. So that's what you're seeing there. Of course, Disney has not yet announced an opening date or year for Tron Light Cycle Run, but this is promising. It means maybe by the end of the year. It's possible, I guess, but everything we had heard was early next year, but who knows? Maybe someone decided, no, let's move this along. A new America on Parade t-shirt has joined the Vault collection in honor of the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Of course, America on Parade ran from 1975 to 1976 at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World in celebration of the bicentennial. The torso of the t-shirt is dark blue with the sleeves in red and white stripes. At the center of the shirt is an image of Mickey, Goofy, and Donald in the parade. Mickey's holding a vintage American flag while the other two play makeshift instruments. A white circle full of stars is around them, and a banner beneath them reads America on Parade. We found it at the Main Street Cinema, the Vault Collection shop at the Magic Kingdom, for $36.99. Of course, this is part of that collection celebrating the major anniversaries of Walt Disney World. So this is now the five-year collection since this was 76. After some delay, the prizes for Spike's Pollen Nation Exploration Scavenger Hunt are now available at the 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. To participate in the hunt, guests must purchase a map and stickers for $9.99, available at select locations throughout the park. Guests then use the map to find where Spike is hiding throughout World Showcase, placing the correct sticker at each location on the map. Once completed, guests can return their completed map at Disney Traders or World Traveler to collect one of these boxes as a prize. There are four choices, each featuring one of the characters, Orange Bird, Mickey, Spike the Bee, or Figment, who's dropping mad beats. The mural has finally been installed inside the Connections Cafe and Eatery, a new counter service restaurant in Starbucks coming soon to Epcot. The mural can be seen from World Celebration and World Discovery at times. It's on the wall to the right of these doors you're looking at now. The mural is lit with yellow light. and people are visible. It looks like the top of a palm tree. This appears to be an extension of the mural seen in the concept art and teased by Imagineer Zach Ridley last year. The mural wraps around the corner of the wall, and colorful lighting has been visible inside Connections for a while now, but they're certainly making a lot of progress. They haven't said anything about an opening date for this, but we assume that this is going to open along with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which is still rumored, I say rumored, to open Memorial Day weekend. For those of you not in the U.S., Memorial Day weekend is at the end of May. We forget, we have viewers all over the world. I forget, not everyone has Memorial Day. The Disney gift card Twitter account has shared a new gift card design featuring Mickey, Donald, and Goofy hanging out at the Walt Disney World water parks. According to the tweet, the art of this gift card is limited edition. Donald and Mickey are soaking up the sun while Goofy skis in the background at Blizzard Beach past the 50th anniversary logo. Mount Mayday at Typhoon Lagoon and Summit Plummet at Blizzard Beach are featured in the background. And the tweet states, guests can even wear your gift card while you are on Crush and Gusher's raft ride, implying it'll come on a wearable elastic band. Usually the water park ones do. The card will likely be available at Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. We're going to go check it out soon and see if it's there. I'm overdue for a water park visit. Disney's Grand Floridian Resort is getting ready for Easter and will be celebrating with the brand new Grand Cottage. This opened today. Like the gingerbread house, this cottage inside the main lobby of the resort will sell themed seasonal snacks. Now, obviously, it's not as ornate or as interesting as the gingerbread house, but a nice offering nonetheless. Here's a first look at the menu. It includes hot cross buns, crispy cereal egg, raspberry mini fudge, baby chicken lemon cupcakes, spring garden chocolate dirt cup, marshmallow box, a carrot blondie pop, a chocolate chip sandwich, a Mickey whoopie pie, a cream cheese carrot cake, confetti cake, a flavored popcorn, a chocolate bunny, the grand egg, and finally the grand combo box. By the time you're seeing this show, we should have reviews of all these items up already. We tried a number of them. So check them out. See if this Easter stuff is worth a stop at the Grand. We also went on over to Gasparilla Island Grill while we were there. We picked up two bunny-inspired treats there, a blondie pop and a peanut butter cookie. The Bunny Blondie Pop is a blondie cake with raisins covered in white chocolate and decorated with a bunny face. It costs $5.99. I will tell you, every time they do a blondie pop at Gasparilla, it's always fantastic. The Peanut Butter Bunny Cookie is a large peanut butter cookie topped with white icing and Easter Bunny pieces, and sprinkles. It costs $4.99. The reviews on our website. Housekeeping services at Walt Disney World Resort hotels are returning to their original schedule from prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. This means cast members will clean the rooms more often. Housekeeping includes making the bed, fully cleaning the bathroom, wiping down all surfaces, replacing amenities as needed, vacuuming, and dusting every other day. The cleaning schedule of Disney Vacation Club resort rooms has not changed. DVC members can purchase additional cleaning services, though. This will begin at Disney's Riviera Resort, Old Key West, and Saratoga Springs Resort on March 20th, 2022. It is interesting that in their official verbiage, Disney will not say every day. Because I remember when they used to do housekeeping every day. And I feel like even pre-pandemic, that was a thing. So we'll have to see exactly what that means. Does it mean they're going to come back every day, or is it every other day? We don't know. We'll see what it means. Peaches and Cream Soda Shop at Disney's Beach Club Resort is famous for its Kitchen Sink Sunday, which cast members used to announce to the entire restaurant by a raucous display of yelling, sirens, and clapping. The tradition was suspended in October of 2020 due to health and safety concerns, as yelling and cheering could create more infected droplets in the air. But as of at least this week, the tradition is back. Twitter user Professor Narcusi shared a video of cast member announcing the Kitchen Sink Sunday. You could also see that the siren lights are going off. So this is great to see. Finally, you can yell a whole can once again at Beaches and Cream. It's good to see. Less than 2 weeks after its debut, Disney D-Lite has been updated and the new version of the show premiered at Disneyland Paris on March 17th. Disney D-Lite is a pre-show for Disney Illuminations at Sleeping Beauty Castle. It uses drones to create shapes in the sky alongside other special effects and projections. The original version of the pre-show was 4 minutes, while the updated version, well, it is much longer, in fact. So what they've done is they've taken away the post-show, and instead what they've done is sort of pushed the two shows together and then added some different effects. There is this really cool, you're looking at it now, this really cool arch, just like at the beginning of a Disney movie with that, you know, pixie dust arch behind the castle. It is super cool. And I will just say this, this is kind of mean, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm glad there's no post-show, because that means I don't have to stay for Disney Illuminations, because it's horrible.
It's not a good fireworks show. Bring back Dreams. Why didn't you bring back Dreams for the 30th anniversary? Come on, guys. It's all we needed. All we needed. The drone show is a good, it's a good offering, though. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you.